We're only a few hours away from the biggest day, biggest days of our lives, which is certainly the truth. What has happened in the past has already been basically decided in previous Rosh Hashanah. And the level of severity and awe of the day is huge. But on the other hand, the amount of hope and positivity that's embedded in the days of Rosh Hashanah are also very much apparent. I'd like to begin with the following mashal. There was once a boy who was about to graduate college, but his grades weren't so great, and his credentials were quite weak, and he tried to find a job, and nobody would hire him. Finally, a family friend said, "You know what? I'll give the kid a break. I'll hire him on a trial basis for the year." And the boss told this young man, he said, "I just want you to know that my expectations for you are not high. It doesn't really matter how much you do for the company. It really doesn't matter how efficient you are. If you want to take a few days off, take a few days off. If you want to come late a few days, no problem. Whatever you can do, do. On my end, for the next year, you're going to be taken care of. And you have very, very little responsibility." At the end of the year, after the end of a great year from the perspective of this young man, he said, "This is the life." So it was amazing. He wasn't expected to do much. Whatever he did was very much appreciated. But he was taken care of the entire year. He had a biweekly salary, which was enough to live on. Every so often there was a bonus. Every so often he was given a trip somewhere. He was given days off. He was taken care of lock, stock, and barrel. And he was hoping that the boss is going to extend this deal, this one-year contract, another year. And the day came, the day that he had started, the anniversary, the day he had started, his full year was up. And he was about to walk into the boss's office and impress upon him, "Please, boss, I want another great year, like the year I had." And he was trying to think and trying to figure out, what could he say, what could he do to speak to the soft spot and to gain the benevolence and the kindness of the boss. So he's talking to his friends, he's getting different ideas, and he realized, instead of coming in and begging for another year, another year, another year, he was going first to focus on all the great things that the boss did for him. And he said, "Boss, I want to thank you. You hired me for the year, even though I was certainly not qualified for the position. You never were late in paying my salary. You gave me a bonus, and you took me to this ball game, and you get all expenses paid trip. And boss, I can't begin to thank you enough for the past year. You've been amazing. And it's been a privilege to be one of your employees. It's been a privilege." And the boss looks at him and he sees his sincerity and his deep gratitude. And he says, "Wow, you got it. You got it. You're hired for another year. And this year I'm going to give you even more." That's a very basic mashal. And the nimshal, I think, is so obvious. We're certainly not qualified. We said it this morning. I figured out exactly what the line is. The slichos, we said, right, that we can't be zocha b'mishpat. I forgot exactly in the slichos, towards the end of the slichos, that exact quotation, right? There's no way in the world we can be zocha to mishpat the way compared to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. I mean, that boss, maybe you can say that the guy, a little bit of work that he did, you know, he deserves what he got. Can we even begin to believe that the mitzvahs that we do is warrants the blessings that we have in our life? We can breathe, we can talk, we can see, we can walk, we can communicate. Do you understand? What is the Kodesh Baruch? He says, "Listen, my expectations of you are not great. Try your best. Try your best. Try to do some mitzvahs here, some mitzvahs there. But I'm telling you, HaKadosh Baruch says, I'm going to take care of you." If we go into Rosh Hashanah like that, understanding, hold on a second, and I highly recommend maybe sitting down and taking down a piece of paper and thinking about all the big things and even the small things. One time you weren't going to have Shabbos plans and it worked out, the Hashgacha process, and the best Shabbos of the year. You know, you weren't sure if you're going to get along with your roommate or something like that. It's the best roommate, the best chavrusa. That's on a smaller scale. And on the bigger scale, of course, the fact that you can walk, talk, you're able to sleep, you're able to do so many things. From A to Z, your family. Just another thing I was thinking about. A person says to himself, hold on a second. Where am I? I'm in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. They serve food for me downstairs. Why do they serve food for me downstairs? Oh, because my parents paid the yeshiva. Okay. So how did your parents have money to pay the yeshiva? Because their boss hired them to have a job. Okay. And who decided that this boss would have this job? Who decided that one's parents would have the capabilities of getting a job? It all, when you think about it, in a deep way, it's all from Hashem. The fact, every single moment, wherever you are, the fact that okay, you're right, a stranger can walk into this building and sit in the base measures. But why are you sitting in the base measures? Because it's the Rotzon Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is part of the deal. He's the employer, Kaviyachol, and he says, listen, I'll take care of you. You can have a roof over your head, you can have a bed to sleep in, you can have food. That's obviously on the bigger scale. But on a smaller scale, you're going to be able to walk up the stairs. On a bigger scale also, you're going to be able to walk up the stairs. You're going to be able to travel, to go to Israel, to America. The list goes on and on, right? You're zochel this morning to be in a yeshiva, to have a minyan, to have a shiurim. There's no end to the amount of things that the boss, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, gives us. And I think when a person comes into Rosh Hashanah with that recognition, wow, Hashem, you really gave me an amazing year, an amazing life. Now, obviously, it goes without saying, many people in life have challenges. There's certainly bumps in the road. There's no question about it. He stubbed a toe here. He lost his wallet here. He missed the bus there. There's no question about it. But big gadol, when you look into the big picture, we're blown away. We're blown away by the benevolence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And if we start from that footing, I think it's poshut. It's poshut that we'll be able to be mamtik, to sweeten the din very much so. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees our appreciation, and we have a deep appreciation, a deep understanding of everything He has given us in the past, we should talk about Zocha and din. And I think this is a new idea, but a little bit of a twist of the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, any year that begins poor ends off with wealth. Says Rashi. Now, because it's based on the pasuk in Devarim Yud Aleph, I believe it's in Eschanan or Ekev, right? Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Usa. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, Mereishis Hashana is spelled without an aleph. It's spelled with Rosh. So the Rebbe Yitzchak Darshan is called Shana Shirosha B'tchilasa Reish Shin Misasheres B'Sava. Reish Shin is a lesson of poverty, impoverished. Says Rashi, what does it mean to be impoverished? What does it mean to start off the year poor, throw away all your money? Says Rashi, Shin Yisrael Oysen Atzman Roshin. The Jewish people make themselves like poor people on Rosh Hashanah. How so? L'dabre Tachnunim, to beg. That supplications and begging does a poor person say. So very often I say over this famous letter from Chaim Friedlander, that how does a person feel impoverished? A person has a roof over his head, a person has food to eat, how can a person feel impoverished? So he said a pshat like this, he said that if we could understand that everything needs to be re-given to us, and we can take nothing for granted, and he was talking from his hospital bed in Sloan Kettering, and he was saying that from one minute to the next, you can become impoverished because you won't be able to, even if you have money, you won't be able to use it. The pachad adin, that everything needs to be re-given, so that, and you can feel like a rush. But I want to say maybe, that's also a huge mahalach, to understand that, you know why we're poor? Because anything can be taken from us at any second, or we'll be in a situation where we can't be able to use those things. But there's another twist. If a person looks back in the past year and realizes, wow, Hashem, you gave me everything from A to Z. The air that I breathe, the fact that I can see, the fact that I can walk, the fact that I can go, the fact that I have friends, I have family, this, that. Wow, you gave that to me? Therefore it must be, without what you give me, I'm impoverished. I recognize without what you give me, I'm totally poor. I'm totally lost in the sauce. I have nothing. I mamash have nothing, Hashem. And that needs to be re-given to me? I'm a poor person. There's no other way to slice it. All of this is a gift? It's a matnas chinam from Hashem? Wow. Hashem, right? The words tonight. Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorach. We're going to start, we're going to say, the first word, the feeling, thank you. I recognize, I couldn't go, can't be anywhere without you, Hashem. And Taka, we showed Mizoicha, throughout the year of Mishasheres B'sofa, the year of Ruchnius and Gashmius, that's not point number one. Point number two, I was listening to a shir from a label lamb from Muncie, a label lamb from Muncie that he gave last year, and he was talking about the following idea. One of the big yisodos of Rosh Hashanah, one of the big weapons that we have in Rosh Hashanah is the shofar. What's the shofar? The shofar is to remind us of Akedas Yitzchak. Now, what's the connection between the shofar and Akedas Yitzchak? So the answer is that after Avraham Avinu was told not to shecht Yitzchak, so he shecht an ayil, the ram. And the shofar reminds us of the ram. What's the ram? So I'm not sure he's quoting from. The soul of the ram was the ideal as follows. That Avraham Avinu was willing to be shecht his son. And after Hashem said, stop, Avraham Avinu said, yeah, but Hashem, I want to do something for you. You tell me I can't shecht my son, but I want to do something for you. Oh, there's an aisle. I'm going to shecht the ram to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is that we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu our ratzon. Certain situations, we can't do it. We're limited. We're limited from doing what Hashem said. Don't serve. I asked you to bring Yitzchak to the altar. I didn't ask you to shecht him. But Avraham Avinu says, I want to do something for you. Something. Let me do something. Okay, here's the ram and do it. That's the lesson of a Kedesh Yitzchak. And how does that translate to us? It shows the idea the Gemara tells us, Rachmano Libaboy. God wants our heart. He wants to see our dedication. He wants to see that we care. We care about Kavod Shemayim. We recognize Hashem. And he said over the following story, and I think it's so relatable and it's so true. A few stories intertwined. Somebody that he knows, I guess in the 90s, maybe late 80s, I don't remember exactly when the Iron Curtain was coming down, and somebody from America, a Rav from America, went to Russia, and he participated in a Rosh Hashanah davening with hundreds, if not thousands, I think it was hundreds of Jews who had been behind the Iron Curtain for decades and barely knew. The older people maybe had a little bit of Yiddish, they all knew they were Jewish. And he was there to lead the services, he was davening and so on. And before Musaf, before the shofar, they said, you know, Rabbi, like, we don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing. Please give us some inspiration. Tell us something about Judaism. Tell us something about Rosh Hashanah. So he said over the following story. A really Yitzchak of Berdichev, one Kol Nidre night, for some reason he decided to delay the davening. The davening did not start on time. They waited a half hour, an hour, and finally, after an hour or so, he davened. And people asked him afterwards, what were you waiting for? So he said, in his, what he saw, he understood in Shemayim that the scales were off balance. The scales were not tipping the side of the Jewish people. So he said, yeah, and what happened afterwards? He said, something happened that tipped the scales. What happened? So he said, an hour into Kol Nidre, this young 8-year-old boy, the son of a farmer, a peasant farmer, an illiterate young man walked in. He passed by the shul. He saw something was going on. And he came to the back of the shul. And he picked up a sitter. He picked it up upside down. And somebody showed him, put it right side up. And he started looking at the words. And all he knew from when he was a little kid was the Aleph Beis. And he started saying Aleph and Beis. He started saying the letters. And he turns to Hashem and he says, Hashem, I don't know how to put the letters together. But Hashem, you're the master of the universe. You're the Melech Malchayim Lachim. You're the king of the world. I don't know how to say it. But Hashem, please take my letters and turn them into words. And so he turns to the people in the crowd in Russia. And he tells them, Nu, say Aleph Beis. And the people in the crowd says, we don't know the Aleph Beis. We don't know you. You don't know the Aleph Beis. So he said, fine, I'll teach you. And he screamed, Aleph! And hundreds of people who never had anything to do with Jews, he screamed, Aleph! And he said, Beis! And they said, Beis! And this, you have to understand, these people were so lost. They have the Yiddish neshama, they have the Jewish soul that had never been cultivated, never been touched. And all of a sudden, he said the Hebrew letter, the Aleph Beis, and he said, this happened in the 90s. The man said, we got to Yud, and there wasn't a dry eye in the place. There's obviously something deep about the rotzen, about the connection between we have. Right? We know we're chelek elokom mimal, which means we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whether we know Zohar Baal Peh or Shas Baal Peh, we're always connected. And their connection was an Aleph Beis on that level. But what was it? It was the rotzen. And it happens to me, he says, that year, of course, Russian Jewry, everything broke through. That was the beginning, but like it was tremendously out this right that year. Who knows if that was, that Aleph Beis in the 90s of these Russian Jews who had no connection to Judaism, that rotzon that they had inside, that they connected on that Rosh Hashanah back then. And I think those very, very powerful stories, and I think we can certainly apply it to our own Rosh Hashanah. We sit through the davening, we learn right through the davening, we go through the davening, we say to ourselves, thousands upon thousands of words and adjectives of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's such depth. I mean, I was just hearing yesterday the Rosh Yeshiva dissect the Tehillim Lama Netzeach, Lama Karach Mizmor that we're going to say before Tkiyah Shofar, right? And we try to look at the article, we know, we did. There's so much depth in the davening. A person can say to himself, what am I doing? And also, a person can say to himself, and I think this is so true, a person can say to himself, they're G'dayli Yisrael, who've been davening for generations. The G'dol Erdor that are davening today, they understand it. They understand the davening on the deepest of the deepest level. What do I understand already? I know Pirush Hamilim, maybe if I'm lucky, I know exactly what the word itself means. I looked it up. But it doesn't make a difference. Whether you're saying Aleph, or Aleph Beis, or HaMelech, it doesn't make a difference. It's about the heart. If you mamish feel the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's in charge, this is his world, and we have the privilege to be a vehicle to bring honor to his name, Hashem, I don't understand the depth of the tefillah. I don't understand the depth of the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you are one. I don't understand it. But hell, I'm trying my best. That's okay, there's Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu said, Hashem, you said I can't bring Yitzchak. But I'm trying my best, I'm trying. That's all I'm doing. That's all I recognize you're in charge. I'm here to bring you honor, and I'm trying my best. I don't understand everything, but I'm trying. Whether it's in our learning, whether it's in our davening, whether it's in our avodas Hashem, it's everywhere. This is what Rosh Hashanah means, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in his palace. And when he sees us show our true colors, that all we want to do is say, HaMelech, right? Baruch Hu Hashem Mavayrach. Baruch Ata Hashem, you're the source of everything. I recognize it. I couldn't do anything without you. And I want to be one of your most dedicated soldiers in your army. I want to bring honor to your name and honor to the world, to the Kvod Shemayim. Then, as Hashem, we shall be Zoche. To have a Shnas Brocha, Batzlocha, V'yedo Kopol, Ki'ato Fi'alto. Right? What does it mean? Every single piece, every creation, everything that he worked on, V'yedo Kopol, that you created them. Yavin Kol Yitzur, Ki'ato Yitzarto. Every creation will know that you created them. Everybody who has a soul in their nostrils, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, Hashem the God of the Jews, and he's the king of everything. That's all we knew. To understand the depths of what we're saying? Not necessarily. But we know one thing, we're trying our best, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're offering up the Aleph Beis of these people in Russia. We're offering up the words that we say. But our heart is in the right place. Our heart says, Hashem, I just take whatever I say and just make it as powerful as you can make it. Because I don't know how to make it any more powerful. But you do know. Because as long as you're sincere and your heart is totally dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll see your heart. He wants your heart. He wants your sincerity. That's all he wants from you. Shall be zoicha to recognize all the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in the past year. And be'ez Hashem, realize his greatness in the world. And we'll be zoicha to be His emissaries, his vehicle to bring more and more Kodesh Shvayim to the year of Tavshin Ayin Ches. We should see the Geulah Shleimah. Amen.